Call Randy at 715-769-3620 for top-notch service. Proud supporters of our local high school sports. Go Midgets!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
I was going to say they're going the wrong way. And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along. The craziest thing you ever seen just happened. Both teams were playing at the wrong basket. And Mercer was really trying to score at Butternut's basket. Butternut was really trying to defend him, too. Butternut finally came away with it, got a bucket out of it, 48-42 right now. I've never seen that before, Pete. I've seen one player go at it. I haven't seen a whole team go at it. All right, 11:34 to go here in this ball game, and we're going to get a jump ball as Izzy Pavilski tied up the basketball, and it's going to stay with Mercer. And Mercer in tough shape here right now is Kopotic. Looks like she hit her head. She's got an ice pack on her, and Heath hurt her knee. So they're down some players, and Jersey all the way the other way. Jersey Polinchek makes it an eight-point ball game. Blanche, she can't get a foul to finish this one out. She's one of their last ones left. Mercer down to five players right now. I don't think those other two are going to come in no matter what. And hopefully the referees understand that and keep Blanche into the ball game here. And here's a shot up by, and look, momentum is on Butternut's side. They get a steal. Izzy Pavilski gets it to go here. And Mercer with the ball now. Shahneman has it at the top. And they get into Powers. Powers a little floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Here's Shahneman again. She knows she's got to score. Puts one up. No good. Rebounded by Bebo. 10:42 to go here. It's a 10-point lead. Bebo all the way to the basket. Passes it off to Pritzel under the basket. It ends up bouncing out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Mercer. 10-point lead here right now. 10:38 to go here. Checking out those Mercer players over there. They're not going to be coming back. The Mercer are going to have to try to finish this one out with what they've got. And it's Powers with the ball trying to get it into Blanche, and Butternut not being very nice right now, pressuring them. And Blanche going to go all the way, picks it up on the left side, out to Shahneman, a quick three, and no good. That one goes out of bounds. 10.5 minutes to go, 10-point lead, Butternut with the ball. Polinchek going to bring it up. Jersey, a little bit of relief here from Butternut. They're attacking the Mercer hard, knowing that they need it here. And here's Jersey for three. That one, no good. Rebound Mercer, and it's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to be Butternut basketball here under their own basket. I think the whole crowd was thrown off a little even because both teams were acting into it. I was looked over the bench, so I'm like, no way. And Jersey this time for three. This one up close, but it's no good. Mercer comes away with the rebound. We're going to get a foul here on Butternut. I think that one is going to be on, don't even know, Lauren Sales maybe? All right, Mercer basketball, 10:05 to go, 10-point lead. Blanche, she's got some speed ahead of the crowd, all the way to the basket. She gets the bucket to go. And 52-44, an eight-point ball game. Butternut the other way right away. Jersey Polinchek, she's dribbling right side. Going to go across baseline. Loops around everybody. She's going to put the shot up, and she's going to go to the free throw line. 9:45 to go. Jersey Polinchek at the line for the Butternut Midgets. Oh, Blanche just got her fifth foul. Oh, no. Butternut's down to four players. Or, I mean, Mercer. Mercer's down to four players, guys. That's rough. And but Blanche was, she was enjoyable to watch. She's a good athlete. She's got some speed out there. Picked up her fifth foul. I was really hoping the referees were going to pick up on that and not make that happen in a first round playoff game. But what do you do? Those three girls gone just like that for Mercer really throws a damper on things. Polinchek with the misses the first one, and this has been her pattern here tonight. Missed the first, hit the second one. Should we put money on this one? I think I would. This one's in. There we go. Debo checking back in. And we're going to get a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here, though. We're going to go over high school sports sponsors here tonight. And really happy to have all these sponsors. We have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and our new sponsors here tonight, Silly Goose, Silent Sports, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Signature Sign and Graphics. We thank all our sponsors that help bring you guys this game. 9:45 to go here, 53-44. We just talked about it. Butternut with the advantage here right now, up 9. And Mercer, earlier in this half, lost two of their players to injury as they collided. They seem to be doing better over there other than Kopotic got an ice pack on her head is always a little bit scary. So two of their players went out to injury. They're not coming back. I'm quite certain of that. And now Blanche, their point guard, is out too. So Mercer down to four players. They're going to go 4-on-5 in a rough situation right there. And, you know, a good opportunity there as Butternut coach. He gives Jersey Plancek a short break here as Mercer is going to be playing some sort of a zone defense and trying to get trying to score against this is not going to be easy at all. They fall on the ground and jumping on it right now is Pilsvilski. And what do we get? We're going to get a foul, I think, on Butternut. Mercer can't afford any more injuries. And it's going to stay with Mercer here. Is that foul? The foul was on Ivy Popowski. Or no, that was on Caitlin Bebo. Or Bebo. Bebo. All right, Mercer set to take the ball inbound. 9:33 to go. Mercer looking to get it in. Not an easy task here with only four players. They get it in. Shahneman trying to spread things out and keep wide here. Not sure exactly what the plan is, especially when your top three players are out or three of your top players. They get it by the basket right there and fouled. And going to the line right now is Anya Brandenburg, who I don't think expected to play a whole lot here tonight. And she's coming in at an important time. First free throw up from her. No good. It rims out. And it looks like they're trying to see if Eath is going to be okay over there to walk. She's kind of tendering that knee a little bit. Second free throw up is good there. Big shot from Anya Brandenburg, the sophomore. Makes it 53-45. And here's Pozdilski from the corner. Oh, it rims out and rebound by Mercer. And they're going to get a carry. Carry on Mercer. It's going to go Butternut's direction of Kaylee Powers. Lost control of it a little bit. And we're going to get four new players in here for Butternut. Jersey Plancik back in. And you kind of, if you're a Butternut fan, you really kind of want to see him not settle for outside shots. I think work the ball, and you're going to find one open. And this is a spot where Pritzel can really come through in a game like this. And Pritzel scores a bucket by the basket, a nice one. Makes it a 10-point ball game. 8:50 to go here. Mercer gets across half court. And a hard pass down by the basket ends up going out of bounds and off the hands there of Rylan Rossi. It's going to be Butternut basketball. Is Jersey Polinchek going to bring it up herself? Right side. A little hezzy. She knows there's a few more open lanes, and a shot goes up, and it looks like they're trying to get one there for Willow Esburner. And it gets tipped out of bounds as she shot. It was blocked. And Butternut Basketball underneath their own basket. And what do we got? Oh, a warning. I think she stepped over the line. That would happen, Pete?
On defense, yes.
On defense, yeah. She stepped over the line defensively. And Butternut going to try again here. Get it right by the basket. Right down there by Pritzel. And here's where we're going to see Pritzel go to town. She got a bucket there. It's 57-45, 8.5 minutes to go. Mercer, got to be torture out there going against five. Steal by Butternut. Jersey the other way. Polinchek, maybe it was tipped away, kind of blocked. I think she was out of bounds when she jumped in. They're going to call it out of bounds on Butternut. It's going to be Mercer basketball. 8:14 to go. 57-45. Yeah, she didn't establish her feet in bounds before she caught it. Here we are. Shahneman trying to get it in. She ain't got much time. She does get it in. And here's the pressure by Butternut. Here's Pritzel again. Pritzel having a field day with only four players. We knew that was going to happen. 59-45. Coaches on the side, not a lot that they can do right now. Those girls are doing their best. There's a steal by Pritzel. Three-point shot goes up. That one was missed by Przybylski. And who put that back? Pritzel again? Okay, gotcha. So Polacek put that one in. 8 minutes to go here in this ball game. It's 61-45. We're going to keep it right here. And we are going to go over our high school sports sponsors right now as we have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, and we want to thank our new sponsors here, Silly Goose Silent Sports, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Signature Sign and Graphics. Thanking all of our sponsors, helping bring you guys this game, especially our new ones here in town, covering this Butternut game here right now. And 7:53 to go in this ball game. It's 61-45. The Butternut Midgets leading the Mercer Tigers, and the Mercer Tigers just beat up over there. They're down to four players, what they've got left, and giving it everything that they've got. It's slowly losing it right now, and we kind of talked about it a little bit when this started. It's a time for Kendra Pritzel to really start taking over this game down by the basket. And Butternut's realizing that, getting her the ball down there. She's scoring at will as Butternut or Mercer just doesn't have enough defenders. So here we go. 7:45 to go here. Mercer with the ball, trying to find something to do offensively. It looks like there's a defender everywhere they look, though. They get it inside to Shahneman. She's trying down there off her hands, though, and it's going to go to Butternut. Butternut basketball. A for effort there on Shahneman, trying to get that ball away from three Butternut defenders. Jersey, Polinchek brings it up. Left side, shot goes up. That was Lizzie Pritzel, no good. Rebound by Butternut, though. Up top, Polinchek has it. Here's a shot from the corner. That one no good by Esburner. And a rebound by guess who? Kendra Pritzel. She puts it back. It's 63-45. Just like that, it's an 18-point ball game. This wasn't the blowouts until we had those two injuries right there. Mercer with the ball from the elbow. Here's Powers now. Shot goes up. No good. I think it's going to stay with Mercer. That one was off of Jersey Polinchek as Bebo along with Ivy Popowski checking back in. Mercer going to get it in to Shahneman. They do from the three-point line. Reversing things back to Shahneman. Three-point shot goes up. Oh, it was had enough. It was wide left. And Polacek, she's going to get it ahead to Pritzel. Kendra Pritzel loses it out of her hands going up for the layup. And that one goes out of bounds. That was her two easiest points of the night. She wants that one back. 6:40 to go here. 63-45. Butternut Midgets leading the Mercer Tigers. Mercer with the ball. Powers drives in, kicks back out to Shahneman. Three-point shot this time, no good. Rebound. Polinchek, she's probably got a triple-double going here between steals, rebounds, and assists. She might have a quadruple-double going here tonight and points. And it's Kendra Pritzel finishing on the right side. Mercer brings it up across half court. 6:10 to go. Bebo tips that one away. It goes out of bounds. And not giving him a break at all. Here's Butternut. Kendra Pritzel checking out. Mercer gets the ball in. Shahneman with the ball. She's going to play point guard up at the top with Blanche out. She's got a Powers. Tries driving it in. Kicks it out. Back to Shahneman. They're going to give her the three again. That one, no good. Rebound. Jersey. Jersey Polinchek ahead. Left side to Bebo. Would have been another assist for her. Missing, though. And Shahneman picks up the rebound for Mercer going the other way. Now we get a steal by Jersey Polinchek. Polinchek with the reverse. Gets it to go. Mercer basketball, 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go, 67-45. And not kidding, I think it's a possible quadruple-double going here tonight for Polinchek. She's got it in points, rebounds, probably steals, might be the only one. As Bebo gets a steal right there, she's going to come in for the left-handed layup, puts it up with her right hand, 5:10 to go. Butternut's going to call a full timeout. It's 69-45. There's 5:10 to go. We're going to try to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For big savings at Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. As the Butternut Lady Midgets embark on their tournament journey, we salute their winning season. Enjoy 30% off winter clothing for the family. Jackets, snow pants, bibs, hats, and gloves. Step into savings with 20% off snowshoes and 15% off winter boots. Anglers, you'll end the deals with 10% off all ice fishing gear during the Mother Nature sale. Don't miss out on these slam dunk discounts. Visit us today for all your silent adventure needs, no matter the season.
And the score looks like a blowout here. It really was a really good ball game until two players from Mercer got injured here earlier on in Ethan Kopotic. Two of their main players, their main scorers. And then to top that off, Blanche fouls out of the ball game, pick up her fifth foul, and Mercer is down to four players. So Shahneman with the ball over to Powers. Back to Shahneman. Right side. Three-point shot goes up, and it's good right there. And that was Rylan Rossi with the three for the Mercer Tigers. Makes it 69-40. And bad pass there. Coming away with it is Mercer. We'll say 48. That's 40, though, right? 69-40. Or is it 69-48? There we go. Here we got another steal here by Butternut. They get it by the basket. Wild shot goes up. That one's no good. That was Lauren Sales on the miss. 69-48. Yeah, it's a 21-point lead here. Shahneman with the ball. 4:15 to go. Shahneman, Mercer working it with four players. Powers, she's really trying her best to drive to the basket. She's going to pick up a foul here. That one on Jersey. Jersey Polinchek going to pick up the foul. And after Jersey's foul, she's going to take a break here. 4 minutes to go. Mercer with the basketball. Butternut has this one all but wrapped up. Blanchett can come back in if she needs to. They get it in to Shahneman. Shahneman for Mercer. Looking to do something with it. Maybe get a screen or something. Passes over right side. I do a little screen and roll with her. Mercer and traveling right there. Rylan Rossi unable to keep her feet on the ground. Unforced turnover, 3:51 to go here. It's 69-48. Butternut pulling away in this one here. Bebo going to take it up. She gets it over to the left wing. Skip pass. Back up top, Bebo. Here's Lizzie Pritzel with the ball. Back to Bebo at the top. Everyone being patient here tonight. Bebo at the top. Over at Prisville. We add down in the low block. Shot goes up there. That was Lauren Sales. It was blocked out of bounds. 3.5 minutes to go. 69-48. And shot goes up. That one by Pritzel. Rebound miss. Shoneman comes away with the rebound. She rips it away. Shoneman going to bring it up herself. Left side for Mercer. 3:15 to go. She's going to pull up from about 15 feet. Oh, just misses. Rebound here by Rossi. She's going to shoot from deep. That shot up. No good. Rebound. That Bebo. Yep. No. Butternut with the rebound. Bebo going to bring it up now, though. Bebo. This one on the pass is taken away. Taken away by Mercer. Mercer has been over and back. And misplay there by Mercer. And it's going to be Butternut basketball. 2:52 to go. 69-48. Butternut going to run this clock out. Not a big need to shoot for them. And give and go. A little off on that one. Pazilski with the ball at the top. Over to Pritzel. Lizzie Pritzel. She's going to drive by the basket. And that one good. By the freshman, Lizzie Pritzel. Mercer basketball. 71-48. 2.5 minutes to go. Mercer gives it to Shoneman. Shoneman's going to pull up from the free throw line. Quick shot. Goes up. It's good. 71-50. 2:22 to go. Bebo brings it up for Butternut. Top of the key. Mercer in a 2-2 zone. Haven't said that before. Bebo to the basket. Easy bucket on the give and go for Bebo. 73-50. 2:03 to go here. Mercer with the ball. Powers from the top. Powers looking for someone to go. Shoneman seems to be the place. Shoneman picks it up from the three-point line. Back to Powers. To Rossi. Rossi passes it to Butternut. Butternut going to go the other way. That's Pazbilski with the ball. She gets across half court. Gets it to Bebo. Minute 42 to go. It's a 23-point lead. Butternut going to hang tight on things. Mercer says, hey, we want you moving the ball. Powers says, I'm not done. This is my last game. There we go. All over the place. And what did we get? Foul? Foul on Mercer there. Minute 26 to go. Butternut basketball. And they're going to put Eath back into the game.
Senior, it's your last game.
Yep, it's her last game for Amber Eath. Okay, so she's a senior here, and she didn't want to go out with that injury. So with a minute 26 to go here, she's going to come back in. And her bigger brother played, Dylan played with JJ on his AAU team, so I know that last name there. And minute 24 to go here. Give and go to Bebo, taken away. Eath comes away with the steal. She's going to hobble up the court. She's in no rush here to get injured again. Shoneman, Eath, over to Rossi. She shoots from deep. No good. Rebound by the littlest girl on the court, Pryzbilski. She's not afraid to get in there. She's fouled. Yeah, he's a little scrapper. Minute four to go here, 73-50. Butternut leading. That's to run this clock out. And Bebo gets across half court with a minute to go. Butternut playing a spread offense right here. Kind of a five out. And got a double dribble. It's going to go the other way. 47 seconds to go. 73-50. And Shoneman gets it in to Powers. Powers working hard out there. She's a freshman. And shot from Eath is no good. Going to get it back to her. She's going to try again. That one no good. She scored a few times already. She ain't too worried. Here she is. Shot up. That one's good for East. She finishes her note on a high note. They're going to call a timeout here. Butternut calls a full timeout. It's 73-52. We're going to stay right here. 26 seconds to go. And you got to love what's happening right here. Two small schools. Some of these girls, it's their last game that they're going to play. And they just checked out for the last time here. And you know what that's like. Always a sad situation with that right there. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors right now as we have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Park Falls BP. And our new sponsors we want to thank as well for coming along here. Silly Goose Silent Sports, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Signature Sign and Graphics. And Pete, you know, they almost didn't let me in. I came in, I said I was doing radio, and the nice lady down in the front, she said, you got credentials? I said, that's the first time I was asked. She goes, I'm serious. I want some paperwork. I said, I have a bag of radio stuff. That was her. She wasn't letting me scoop by. 23 seconds to go here. Butternut gets across half court. Get pass up at the top. 14 seconds to go. Butternut may run this clock right out. There's Bilski up top now. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. There's Bilski from the corner. Bebo from the top. She's going to hold it out, and that's the ball game. 73-52 is the final score here. And Butternut, Wisconsin, they're shaking hands here right now. We're going to stay right here for a minute here, and we're going to go over our Forward Bank post-game show. We're going to watch these teams shake hands, and some of these fans kind of pack up and go here. But I was entertained here tonight. You know, it was a really good ball game. As the game started out, I don't know if Mercer ever grabbed the lead, but they got within one or tied. I don't even know if they tied it. They got within 1 or 2 points a couple times, even late in that second half. It was a two-point ball game, I think, with a minute or two to go, a couple minutes to go, and Butternut went on a nice stretch to finish out that half, took an eight-point lead going into the half. Coming into this second half, then it was Mercer was hanging in there until two of their star players collided at the same time and were out for the rest of the game. Mercer was down to five players, and then their next top player, their point guard, fouled out of that ball game. So Hurley will be coming here Friday to take on the Midgets. Does it show what seed is Hurley?
Five.
They're a five, and Butternut was a four. Okay. So Butternut, the four seed, is going to play at home here on Friday against Hurley. But when all three players for Butternut or for Mercer went down, they were down to just four players, something I never seen here before in playoffs here. But that's what you hit in some of these small schools. But a valiant effort here. Great effort by Mercer. Really impressed with them. What do you got on that one right there, Pete?
Assumption of Fort Edward, 70-8.
70-8 was the score. Assumption against Port Edwards. Wow, that's quite the score here today. But so good luck to Butternut here coming up on Thursday. I know on Thursday night, the Logger is going to be traveling to Rib Lake. We're going to cover that game on 98Q Country in the final game of Boys Marewood North action right there. I did not keep track of any of the points here as I had a lot going on over here. But Jersey Polanchek, she may have had a quadruple-double. We may find that out earlier. I'm quite certain there was a triple. She's down here. We'll talk to her, yeah. We'll get to know Jersey a little bit here. As Jersey's a senior here, isn't she?
Yes.
She is. Maybe we'll get her up here and chat with her for a minute. Try to pull out the plugs here. We had her dad sitting with us for a minute. And they will learn a little bit about this team right here. And we're going to try to get a couple, maybe an interview going on over here. We'll see what happens. See if we're able to get Jersey over here. And I'm not sure. It looks to me like they're really having fun with their pictures here and giving some handshakes and whatnot. So we're going to stop it at that right there. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country. We appreciate everyone for joining us here tonight. It was the Butternut Midget 73, the Mercer Tigers 52. So for Jeff Hakenin, we wish you all a great night. See you Thursday night, guys. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think. between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. And damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, throw it in the towel, take some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Together, between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin.
Zimmerman right there, and I'm Brian Curry, trucking through another set of great country music, and here's Scotty McCreary.
I've seen a dozen texts, and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. Be making up in no time, but I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my
98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I was out taking shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. Cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me there. And right out of the blue, right out of nowhere, out of nowhere. Stepping over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night. Walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, will they see you? Cause girl, I got you by my side. Out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I drank for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door, but damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning, you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make them proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his room. Summer cash.
Geraldine at Let Your Boys Be Country. If you follow Jason and his wife Brittany on social media, you know they lead a very luxurious lifestyle. He's had a lot of success over the years, and they've got a bunch of cars and several homes in various places. I'm Brian Curry. Coming up, Luke Combs.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing two trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get in the game with Smart Plumbing and Heating in downtown Butternut. From heating to cooling and plumbing, our family-owned business has you covered. Randy and his team of master plumbers handle it all, from septic systems to boilers, furnaces, and air conditioning. Need a home shower remodel? We've got you covered. No job too big or small. Call Randy at 715-769-3620 for top-notch service. Proud supporters of our local high school sports. Go Midgets!
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For big savings at Silly Goose Silent Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin. As the Butternut Lady Midgets embark on their tournament journey, we salute their winning season. Enjoy 30% off winter clothing for the family. Jackets, snow pants, bibs, hats, and gloves. Step into savings with 20% off snowshoes and 15% off winter boots. Anglers, you'll end the deals with 10% off all ice fishing gear during the Mother Nature sale. Don't miss out on these slam dunk discounts. Visit us today for all your silent adventure needs, no matter the season.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Your kiss turned me to stone. I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look, turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of Chill Patron.